Next is misrepresentation. That's known as fraud. A misrepresentation leads another to believe in a condition that is different from one that actually exists. It is often accomplished through false or incorrect statement for personal gain. I try to sell you my car. I tell you it's in mint condition. It is a half Lamborghini and it's not. By the time you see it, it is worth less than what I've told you. Okay, that is misrepresentation, fraud. And there are elements of fraud. One, misrepresentation of facts or condition with knowledge that they are false or with reckless disregard of the truth. Okay, so the knowledge of false or with reckless disregard. And it is intended to induce another to rely on the misrepresentation. Justify reliance by the deceived person, meaning the person who relied on the salesman, relied on that person. And there's damages suffered as a result of the reliance. And there's a causal connection between the misrepresentation and the injury suffered. And there's also, you know, a weighing of facts versus opinion. A salesman will give his opinion as well. So that doesn't mean that the intent is to deceive. So the weighing of fact versus opinion also matters.